B-Pod Studios.
So Lacking.
And Bertrand. This is a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Silak and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Wednesday.
Long week. Sneaky long week. The return week.
You're not even working Friday.
Still a long week for me. I still got to pack bags and travel. I gotta get on an airplane.
You've only got one more day of this show.
I gotta get on an airplane. I gotta check an hotel. I gotta make sure the AC's on.
That's a lot of work.
See if we're still sun.
Gotta get the shoe shine kit ready.
Yeah, I don't know what to wear. That's a problem. That'll bug me Thursday. You'll be like, oh, you going for 3 days? Must be nice.
What time is your flight on Friday?
I have to be at security 9:30. We're gonna do call-ins from the plane.
Could they have not scheduled that at any other time?
We want to get there right early enough to get, but you want to get there early enough to get the day, you know, get some sun and stuff.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's important.
Yeah. What day is the game, Hardy?
Sunday.
Oh, okay. Just check.
4:25. You could go down Sunday morning.
They didn't get flexed to a Saturday?
I wouldn't mind.
They're not playing a Saturday night game?
No.
Part of the Saturday doubleheader this week?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Whew, it's going to be tired for that trip. Plus, I'm going to get late. I'm going to get in late Sunday.
I'm sorry, you're going to get what?
I'm going to get in late on Sunday.
Plus, I got to get in Friday so I can get laid. Then, you know, kind of have a day to rejuvenate, get the legs back, and then go to work on
Sunday.
Your
mouth.
Get
to see legs
under
you. Have some class.
Why?
Because we got a woman working the show.
Hannah. Oh, Hannah.
Hannah. Yeah. What's going on?
I can't hear.
Turn her on.
I can't hear.
T-Bone, would you
guys?
Hi, Hannah.
Doesn't it sound better than Tyler?
Is this day one, or have you been in the building yet?
I do overnights. This is my first time in the building with actual people.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Kind of
big
a radio
step up.
Voice. Hardy, she's got kind of a radio voice.
Yeah, I would agree.
That raspy. Like, hey.
I like, do you know why we're going to keep calling you Hannah?
No, why?
I don't think we're allowed to play it.
I don't think we're allowed to play it anymore.
Why?
Because sideline reporter at a college. What was the college?
Somewhere in Connecticut.
Central Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a sideline reporter named Hannah.
She was not Hannah, she was Hannah.
She was
Hannah.
Do
your job, okay? And she was report.
She was a delight. She was delightful to listen to, but we're not allowed to play the audio anymore.
It was so bad.
It wasn't offensive.
It wasn't. There was nothing offensive about it, but I believe.
We didn't cross any lines.
TNR would know. They know, obviously.
The college complaint.
Is that how it went down?
I think it was, yeah.
The college complaint?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did the individual complain? Someone
complained. I don't know.
The kid was just trying to do her job, and then us as goofballs got to bring her out and make fun of her. No.
Well, that is what happened. It was not exclusive to her. We made fun of everybody on that broadcast.
Where are you from, Hannah?
Bridgewater.
Right. Nice. Ooh, keeping it real.
Do you know about the Bridgewater Triangle?
Do I know? Papawudgies, Thunderbirds. You name it, Sasquatch, everything.
Sasquatch?
I tell you what,
vegetable.
It's like a summer Sasquatch.
Hey, Tyler, and I know you're listening, Tyler. Keep staying away days and days. You get forgotten. You know what I mean? When you ain't around.
What's your favorite sport?
I can already tell that Hannah has far more personality than Milliken's ever had.
Yes.
In the first 5 minutes here.
It's embarrassing how bad it is.
And if you don't like sports, that's probably even better.
We don't care.
But
my favorite sport is football.
Okay.
But I played field hockey in college. So
what college?
Westfield State University. Go Owls.
Nice.
Woo! Hoot, hoot.
Hoot! The Hooters. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. There was someone on the promo team here who played field hockey.
It was a wrecker.
No.
He wanted to.
I was just going to ask Hannah what the red flower is around Christmas time, if she knew what that was.
What does that mean? For
the red flower. You know, you might see them at this time of year. Milliken couldn't exactly put his finger on what it was.
Oh, that plant right there.
Yeah, we got a whole table full of them out there in the lobby.
A poinsettia.
Yeah, poinsettia.
There it is.
Can we keep her?
You're hired.
Yeah. This is how jobs start. This show, permanent.
Sorry, Milliken. Yeah. Great. It's great knowing you.
Milliken's, by the way, is tweeting out weird, obscure baseball highlights.
I saw you
videos.
Mocking him. The random January 4th baseball highlight. While they're in the middle of a labor stoppage.
He's like, oh, Ortiz got all that one. A dirty water.
14
MLB.
Years ago.
So I looked it up. I'm looking like, okay, does this coincide with some special date? No, because baseball season's over. Did David Ortiz, I Googled David Ortiz.
Was it his birthday?
Did he do nothing? There was nothing connected to the highlight.
That's what he does.
Sorry, Rip Milliken.
That's what he does, man. He's a content creator, that kid.
There's no content.
That's what it
there.
Is.
He didn't create that
content. I got more likes and replies to my tweets
Sorry,
than he has.
He's a content aggregator, is what he is.
Annoying.
What?
Content
what it is.
Aggregator.
He's a content aggregator. In-house baseball content aggregator.
You know what? I give Louth a
Listen,
lot of credit.
I want to get to something right here in the first segment that is nothing to do with football or nothing to do with Mac Jones, which is what we want to get to today.
What about Bridgewater?
Not Bridgewater either.
We'll do that today.
It's about Zoe's wallet.
I don't know that you should get to this. Well, you know what?
I can't wait any longer.
All right, let's get to it and then maybe be done with it.
Okay. Zoe's wallet has gone missing.
Right.
You believe it has gone missing right here in the building.
I think obviously somebody grabbed it because I had it. Here's where I keep my stuff, right here.
Yeah.
All my stuff. Here's my mask.
Right.
Here's another windscreen. Here's my phone. Here's my binoculars. You never know when you're going to need these.
Oh, my God.
And I keep them right
so
here.
So do we need to tear the place apart and turn it upside down looking for it today?
Well, I mean, it's a little disheveled in here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It very well could be in the
issue.
Room.
Here's
I'm not
the issue.
Kidding. It could be here.
Oh, 100%.
Here's the issue. So when you leave this building,
yeah,
boom, it's one shot. You really don't want to turn around on Morrissey or you want to do the U-turn and go all the way back.
Unless
around.
Maybe you forgot something important like your wallet.
But it had money in it. It had my IDs in it. It did not have any credit cards.
Okay.
Now, again, when was that? Was this yesterday?
23rd of December. It was my last. It was my getaway day.
Oh.
So I'm already getting on the exit to the highway down Morrissey.
So 2 days before Christmas,
right.
You leave the building. You know that you left your wallet here.
Yes.
And like any responsible, grown-ass person would do, 3 weeks later, you say, I should probably
gotta get on a flight
get my hands
Friday.
On my...
2 weeks
later. That's 2 weeks.
Let's not like, stretch the truth here.
2 weeks okay? later.
Yeah. 2 weeks
I should probably get that thing that holds cash, my driver's license. Have you...
$350 cash was in it because I was giving out some tips for Christmas to people.
Driving around without a driver's license.
The cops all know me. That's not a problem.
He's not wrong.
I've said to you before. God help you.
You're going to find the wrong one.
God help you.
That day has happened.
That state he pulls you over who doesn't know who you are and does not care.
Yeah, that happened once.
And then what? You called somebody?
I was in a Corvette. I was going to Bledsoe's down at Tabway Lane. Down at Bridgewater. I got off exit 104. I was doing about 80 off the exit, my vet. And I got pulled over by Mrs. Policewoman. And she said, where the hell are you going? And I said, I was going to see my friend Drew. You know, she goes, I don't care anything about football. Okay.
Nice.
Takes it out. She gets a call. She's got some emergencies. Got to go. She goes, well, if it isn't your lucky day. And it speeds off. And that was the closest uh-oh moment I had. Like, not a Patriots fan, huh? Go Pats.
Go Pats.
So 2 weeks.
2 weeks. So what's the show on after us?
Felger and Mass.
Yes.
2 p.m.
Of the four people on there, who do you think are the two most responsible people?
Like, Jimmy and Maz.
I would say that there is no one that strikes me as irresponsible on that show.
Correct. Yeah. Well, not irresponsible, but two people that carry things, that lock things up, trustworthy.
Oh, no,
that
I'd go to Maz
because
I went to both.
He's a hunter-gatherer type.
So I sit here.
But Felger would do it for you.
Oh,
Felger would absolutely do it.
Anybody
would. And Murray would do it. Yeah. But Felger's over there. Murray's over there. I sit here. Jimmy's right behind me.
Well, so who was Jimmy?
Yeah. So I called Jimmy. I said, hey, Jimmy, could you do me a favor? I'm already getting on the highway. I said, I don't need the cash right now. I could wait, but I'm going to need my license. I got to travel. I don't travel. I didn't travel over the holiday.
Okay.
So I said, do you see my wallet? It's there next to me at my workstation. He goes, oh, yeah. Okay, I got it. I see it. I said, could you give it to Maz? I want Maz to hold it and put it in his locker till I get back. So then I text Tony. Tony, Jimmy sees my wallet. Can you grab the wallet and hang on to it? And Maz gave me the blown up yellow big thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
And if Tony does that to me, I'm like, I'm good. Never worried about it. And then the other day, I was like scrambling, like, shoot, what the hell did I do with my wallet? Like, oh, Maz has my wallet locked away. So I text Maz last night.
2 weeks later.
Hey, you got my wallet? So I text Maz last night. Holy crap, I was looking for a wallet. I forgot you have my wallet.
Maybe not.
No, I don't. Nope. Oh, sorry. Now that I don't remember. No, doesn't Jimmy have it? What about Louthy? You know, it goes back and forth. So I call Louth and I said, could you send a blast email? Because there's a lot of people in and out. And I'm not thinking anybody took the wallet. I'm just saying, hopefully somebody picked it up and said, oh, here's those wallet. I'll bring it in next time. I'm in.
It's here somewhere.
It's here somewhere. This place is crazy.
Credit cards? ATM cards?
No.
The last 2 weeks?
If you open it up.
He had them. They weren't in the wallet.
Nope. I carry my credit card.
Keeps those separate.
You carry your credit card in your car.
Put my credit card right in my visor because when I get out.
Remember the day that he lost the debit card? Remember that day?
I use Apple Pay.
Remember when you got gas? Remember that day?
Oh, well.
Parker's Pub doesn't have it. They're texting.
Okay, they've looked for it.
Yep.
So you believe it's probably somewhere here.
Yeah, I'm gonna give the give this room a good anima.
What day did you ask me to meet you over at the post office in Canton because you needed cash for stamps?
Tuesday.
Okay, and then you got the cash and you put that cash in your wallet and you had some of the cash.
That's the day I took out a lot of cash. Correct, and I mailed the mail from the post office.
Mailed the mail. Yep.
Mailed the mail. And then
it's my
came
favorite
in,
rapper.
And then
the Mel.
I was quickly running around giving out some monetary gifts here. That's all for Christmas every year. Yeah, take care of T-Mone, Tyler, Louth. See, some of that money that was supposed to go to Louth.
You took care of Louth, huh?
I always take care of Louth. Louth created me.
So now you don't have your wallet. How are you going to fly on Friday without the ID?
You have passport? On that.
You got a passport?
I do have a passport.
Well, then there you go.
But I don't know where the passport is right now.
Oh,
so that's the problem. So my wallet's gone!
Where's the passport? You don't know?
It's in my house somewhere, which is a lot bigger than this room. Yeah, that thing can be
sweet anything. Humble brag.
No, that's not
the 2 weeks
brag.
Ago.
Aren't you supposed
wallet?
To put the passport in the Spartan safe?
No. No.
Why?
No,
I thought that's where
exactly where all our passports are in the safe.
The important documents.
I have used the
about.
Passport to travel, and I'll just throw it in my suit on the road, like in my suit jacket, because the passport is nice and flat. So I like film that I have it in my suit jacket. So you board the plane, take it out.
No, you don't take the safe with you on the airplane. I'm saying when it's in your home and you're not traveling, where does the passport live?
It lives by my wine glasses. Yeah, usually it's not there right now. Okay.
You know what?
But Jim was right. Jim knew we would like Hannah. Yep. Louth called it. This is going to work out. I'm pleasantly pleased today. Until I find my wallet, then I'll be really pleased. You want to see pleasure.
That's the start of the show today.
There it is.
We'll restart
That's
on
why
Mac
we're number
Jones.
One.
Is he the guy? Do you know that yet? What Greg Bedard said about it yesterday on Felger and Maz. Zoe is listening to that. We'll get to that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Paulie in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
You've got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I think I'm still where I was early on in the season, where I always thought, I think he's the guy. But I think we're going to see a lot of growth out of Mac Jones in the next year or two after this season. Do I know that? No, but I really like his intangibles. I think he is the franchise quarterback for this team. I'm not looking for a quarterback this offseason. Maybe I look at next year to sort of see where he is, but I like where they are with Mac Jones right now. If you're asking questions like you guys talked about yesterday, whether he's the guy or not, if you don't say yes, definitely, aren't you looking for another guy?
No.
Yes.
Well, because... Oh, my God.
What?
Well, what if Deshaun Watson was available? Would you trade Mac Jones and a pick for Deshaun Watson? I would tonight.
Yes. 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 Would you go back into the draft?
No. No. I might think about a third or fourth round pick.
I mean, right. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Something like that. Right. Okay. I'm not going back into the draft. If Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson falls into your lap, or Aaron Rodgers, all right, fine. You know, talk to me. But I'm not going, I'm not like the Giants.
Little part of the conversation on Felger Maz yesterday with their guest, weekly guest, Greg Bedard, talking about, is Mac Jones the guy? Is he the franchise for the New England Patriots? Do you know that yet? Do we have to know that yet? Is that required to know that at the end of his first season?
I think if it's a first rounder, I think you need to know that, sort of. Like, does this guy fit? Is it worth the effort and the extra stuff and the way we're going to build our team moving forward? Like, is this guy a fixture? I think the answer is yes.
Well, I have no doubt that he should be the quarterback for the next few years until the end of the rookie deal.
I mean,
he's their guy for the foreseeable future. I don't know that he's their 10 or 15 year, or Troy Aikman's words, the 18 year guy. I don't know that yet.
I talked to a couple guys who play with him on the offense, and like off the record, you guys play with Brady. Like, you guys know.
Oh.
At the end of games, you're down. You knew what would happen. Mm-hmm. Or, let me just tell you this. And I got this all differently from, and it's all the same comment. The kid's really older for the age. Like, he gets it. He's the guy.
He's wise beyond his years.
He's the guy. He goes, yeah, it's not going to be flash in a pan. And,
older for the age.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. Found my wallet.
Yeah. People are going to think that the first segment was complete made up nonsense. No.
Because you already found
it. Based on how quickly the wallet was found.
There are three places I looked. Here, station.
Yes.
I went in the office.
Yes, it wasn't in there.
Looked around, wasn't in there. And I went in Jim's office for the first time since pre-Christmas.
Right, which you would have no reason to go into your boss's. He's one of the bosses now. A member of management's office.
I mess around.
And start looking around his office. Just went and did that, and someone had to have found your wallet, and they put it in there.
So some good person found it, left it in here, and went and put it on top. There's a manila envelope on top of his mini fridge where Jim keeps his little waters. And it was tucked in there with the couple bobbleheads right there, right on top.
So someone found it and put it in his office.
The label just put it right on top, right there. Yeah. So I thank whoever did that, whether you're over the weekend, maybe one of the board ops.
It was the Weekenders that you were accusing of stealing it and taking all the money out of it.
Right.
A few minutes ago.
Right. That's true.
That. What?
He did?
I never said that. I never accused a weekend.
Out in the hallway, you said probably one of those Weekenders took it and took all the cash.
Probably Hannah.
Hannah wouldn't do that. She's with us.
I like to think I'm the reason you found it.
I was just going to say that. I was like, her ray of sunshine has helped me be a better person today and not accuse people.
Now she's starting to annoy me like Tyler. And it didn't take long, 25 minutes.
And I counted the money, and the money's in there.
That's a lot of money.
To which Zoe started screaming, he's buying lunch today.
I bought lunch today.
Okay.
So we're all good with that. That's a good idea.
From statute of limitations, do I still have to take care of Louth or anything? Or is that like
statue?
Christmas?
Wait, I thought you were gonna take care of Louth, and then you didn't take care of Louth, and now you want to know that because Louth, it's the
Louth,
new year?
Louth was not in that day.
In today. He hasn't been in weeks.
Correct.
What are the odds that maybe, because it was 2 weeks ago, you've been without your wallet.
Yeah.
2 weeks that Jimmy Stewart or Maz did in fact pick it up and put it in there and just forgot about it.
They would have told me. They're too on point.
2 days before Christmas, your head is scrambled. I do it all the time. I think, I was gonna empty the trash in that room.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. I go in there to do it. I must have done it. I forgot about it. I did it absent-mindedly. Maybe one of them absent-mindedly put it in Jim's office for you.
And it's probably somebody that knows the connection to our show with Jim, because I've forgotten other stuff in here, whether it's a suit jacket, a coat, or the golf clubs or something. And everybody puts it in Jim's office to give it to me. So.
Jim's
a grown-up babysitter.
I'm happy you got it.
I'm glad.
We're thrilled.
I'm happy.
Okay.
The day's good. No more walk.
Good. Can we get back to Mac Jones?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I think he's the real deal. I do. And there's there's all different types of real deal guys. We saw one retiring Ben Roethlisberger. You know, a guy that's going to be big and clunky and run around and make big plays downfield with really good people and have a cannon.
Right.
There's game managers, the best ever, like Tom Brady, who he is replacing. There's guys like Dan Marino that had quick release. Guys like Elway that would run around and throw the ball through the side of the wall. A lot of these guys have really, really strong arms. Like, I look at Brady's stature when he first got into the league, too. He was skinny and runt-like. You know, sort of like Mac is right now. There's no reason Mac can't, you know, get mature. When I say mature, you know, thicker neck, you know, to protect yourself. Thicker shoulders. Can he beat Jimmy Garoppolo? Jimmy's always hurt, you know? This kid has proven to me that he's tough. That's one thing. Like, when he gets knocked down, he does everything he could to get up quick. And he might be smart and hurting him, but he doesn't want anybody to see it. Like, that's a special trait. And he's gotten hit a lot this year, especially early. And he's got him under the chin, too. So he's got the bell rattled a little bit.
I just think there is this next tier of quarterback below, let's say, Mahomes, Brady.
Oh, yeah. Mahomes is special. Brady's another world. Rogers, another world.
Isn't there that?
Even Matt Stafford could throw it through the wall. You know
okay.
I mean?
Put there's, him up there's there. There's a good example. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to hold losing Dak against
Prescott.
Matt Stafford.
Dak Prescott, put him up there.
Dak had a great rookie season.
Right.
I think Dak Prescott is incredible. But to go to that next level of guys, it does exist where a guy is like, oh, he's a good starter, but he doesn't suck.
Kyler Murray doesn't have a cannon.
I don't know if it's – listen, you can pick anybody you want all the time. What if he's Carson Palmer?
That'd be freaking great. Carson had a great career.
Right, I want to stop using the same names everyone's been using, which
Chad Pennington.
What if – you know, no, what if he's Carson Palmer in terms of what you can get out of
I want him to be better than Chad Pennington.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, I don't want to hear the Pennington comparisons.
He's got a better arm than Chad Pennington.
Carson Palmer.
Right. There's just one that you think of. Like, there's a guy who stuck around for a long time.
Jake Delhomme.
Who had a lot of high hopes coming into the league.
Jake Delhomme. But Jake Delhomme was not a number one overall, number one pick.
Right.
Jake had to work his way into it. But Kurt Warner.
What if he's Jake Cutler? Jake Cutler didn't suck. I mean, the intangible department, Max got him beat already. Jake Cutler was an a-hole.
He's got him crushed in that department as far
as
awareness.
No, but just in terms of how he could play. Ability. Just talking pure ability.
There was one time, and it was what? First game of the year when he got spun around and threw that ball at the feet of Jonnu Smith where I said, oh, my God, he looks lost.
Yeah.
I don't remember another snap where I looked at it and said he looks lost. Now, you'll miss guys and throw picks because, oh, crap, I didn't see that guy drop from the backside.
Right.
That's not being lost. That's like, they got me. They baited me. He does not look lost this year once since that play. That's pretty impressive. Has it been great? No. Has it been really good? Yeah. I think he's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not elevating him into that top-tier great.
So, listening to that conversation.
But with this coach and that defense and this team and then the way you structure it, you're running game, you can win games. And they've proven that.
You heard Murray bring up, would you trade for Deshaun Watson tomorrow? Would you swap out Mac Jones for Deshaun Watson? Who's going to say no to that?
It's like trading for Jesus.
I mean, it's fantasy football.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
Right? They're not doing that. There's so few trades that would be a real possibility. You think the Patriots are going to be in on Russell Wilson?
No.
Anyone believe that?
Nope.
No. Nobody believes that. So for, I think, the next few years, there's no doubt he's the guy. But beyond that, what should maybe think about doing? We'll talk more about that. Get to your calls, 617-779-0985. We're going to have Burke Breer with us coming up at 11 today. He'll join us on Zoom. Looking forward to talking to Burt.
Oh, I love Zoom.
It's not bad.
Burt Zoom's really good.
Burt's have been excellent, so I'm not worried about that at all. We'll talk to Burt coming up at 11. He'll be with us for a couple of hours today. Plenty to get to. 617-779-0985. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me. I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm probably going to go Ja'Marr Chase with my vote, Phil.
So
I wouldn't fault you for going there with your vote. And I wouldn't fault anybody for going with Ja'Marr Chase with this vote, because he has been remarkable in certain pockets of the season. To me, though, I wonder if, and I understand the games do mean more as we get later into the season. And so, again, weigh those a little bit more heavily if you want. But he's had stretches, Tom, where he really has been unimpactful for them, including in some losses. And so for me, the discussion is, okay, clearly because of the positions they play, Mac Jones is more important to his team than Ja'Marr Chase is to his. And Mac Jones has been good. He hasn't been great, and he lost a couple of important games, again, late in the season, so you weigh those heavily. But, man, he's, to me, you look at a number of different metrics, he is right just a smidge above average in just about every single category at that position.
I don't think that's much of a debate. I think it's Ja'Marr Chase. I disagree with Phil on that. I honestly don't care. I don't care. Who was the rookie of the year last year? Offensive rookie of the year.
Burrow?
I have no idea. Who was it 2 years ago? No idea. Don't care.
I don't.
Don't care. Ja'Marr Chase is top five or top three in receiving yards.
Yep.
And he's second in the league in touchdowns.
Him and Jefferson
among wide receivers.
Rookies,
right? What are we doing? That guy's establishing himself in his first year as one of the best in the position. Has Mac Jones done that?
What's the eye test tell you?
What's the eye test tell you? That Ja'Marr Chase is a baller.
Yeah.
That's what that tells me. You watch that guy and you say,
special.
He's going to have a 10-year career and he could be, you know, Hall of Fame material.
But
you already know that about Ja'Marr Chase.
But you got to deal with a lot of things when you're the quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback of course. Carries, it's a much harder and more important position.
Right. Right. And that's what'll keep Mac in that race.
So that you should hold that against Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, he can only play receiver. That's his position.
Yeah.
And I think relative to his peers at that position, he has established himself as one of the best at the position already in year one.
Yeah.
Mac hasn't done that. And that's okay. That's not a bad thing. That's not a put down.
Right.
And it brings back this conversation about whether or not he's the guy. You know, is he the guy? Here's what I would say that caught my ear and got me thinking in that conversation. When Felger, I believe, asked Greg Bedard, if you're going to get another guy, if you don't think he's the guy, you're going to get the next guy. What are you going to do? You're going to go back into the draft? And he said, no, unless it's maybe like a third or fourth round pick.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Patriots need to do again? Go draft another one of these quarterbacks in the third or fourth round, which they've done plenty of times before.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying second round Jimmy G.
Stidham.
I'm saying
he's talking about a Stidham.
Get it. Get your next Stidham.
Yeah.
Get your next Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
Get your next Ryan Mallett. First round arm talent, but you snagged him late.
Yep.
Get whoever you want. Do it again. You think there's a future for Stidham? It feels less and less like there is.
Why does he keep popping up though?
Yeah, they keep him around. Third quarterback. You never know. COVID year.
Yeah.
Again. I mean,
sure.
You should always, every team should have three guys in their system.
Yeah.
At this point in time,
he took a lot of second team reps last week.
But going forward,
go
in the draft and do it again. Take another quarterback. Don't be in the camp of, well, we have Mac, so we're set there. No, get another one. What if you have two quarterbacks on your roster? What if you do that? Remember that time that the Redskins drafted both Kirk Cousins and RG3 in the same year?
Sure do.
And they still brutally suck.
It's crazy.
That stupid team. But
couldn't keep one of them.
You know, Matt Flynn was signed in Seattle. And what did they do? They drafted Russell Wilson anyway. They thought Flynn was going to be their guy. He wasn't. They drafted Russell Wilson in the third round, and he turned out to be Russell Wilson. So I want them to do it again. I want the Patriots to draft another quarterback.
Yep.
And that has nothing to do with Mac. It just has to do with, hey, maybe you get another one. Maybe you give yourself some options. Maybe you, you know, have another hit.
Yeah.
Draft another QB.
Move Hoyer to coach.
What's that?
Move Hoyer to coach.
Oh, yeah, sure. Whatever.
You know, it's not like he's pushing him, but like a new kid, and if he's pretty good,
maybe that
would make a better quarterback room.
What's Stidham got left? Another year on his deal?
Probably.
And so if he's got another year, there's your backup next year, and then you can have that third quarterback.
Yeah.
They got to draft another QB.
That'll be fun.
Why not?
Yeah. Make camp interesting. Yeah.
617-779-0985. Jake in Boston on Mac Jones. Jake?
What's up, boys? Before I get to the king and queen of basic bill, that would be Mac Jones and Sophie Scott. Did you notice that several members of the Steelers ditched social media last week leading up to the Browns game, and they won? So what a novel concept there. Now, to your point, what if Mac Jones is Matt Ryan, an MVP who has never said or done anything interesting, doesn't have the crazy in him to be great like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, with his basic Taylor Swift bachelorette-loving girlfriend, a low hookup count, and, oh, yeah, a total loser when the money is on the line and everything is on the table. He needs to date a Tara Reid or disown a sibling or find a gambling addiction like Michael Jordan needed to be great and be the guy. And Matt Ryan is the perfect opposite. And two,
so, Jake, I think Maz has said it best, that all the great ones have daddy issues. Maybe.
Or some level of insanity. Greatness and insanity
right.
do correlate.
They do. They do correlate, sure.
A note bull take here. I'm not going to give Harbor One the joy of bragging about how
I'm going to let you go on that one, Jake, because I don't know if Harbor One is a sponsor here, but we love them anyway.
We like all banks. We like people that have money. And what's wrong with being a sponsor of Harbor One Bank? Let it go.
Let it go. I'm not getting in trouble for that take. Harbor One. Love you.
There's some new
love good local banks.
Some really direct
my bank, South Shore Bank, preferred, but not putting down anybody else.
Really, really direct correlation to some of the topics that we talk about with him and the new follow that I have on Twitter. It's interesting. Just right down the middle.
Sophie Scott has signed what appears to be an endorsement deal to promote that bank.
When I take my husband's check,
do you know what I would just say? Does any?
I like to.
Okay,
pause it
what do they call it? Is it Q rating? Is that the thing? Like how aware people are of you? Is I think that's what it's called. Hardy, you would know. Is that what it's called?
Why Q rating for like the like the overall media profile.
I just
thing?
Looked it up. The Q score, popularly known as the Q rating, is a measurement of how familiar and how appealing a person or brand are. Okay, I think it's a big way about like awareness of who that person is. Does anyone know Sophie Scott here in New England?
No.
Like, is she a household name? Is she recognizable? If you walked by her?
Let's say Stidham's wife is, right?
If you walked by her entering Gillette Stadium, would you know who she was?
No.
Okay. No. So why are we concerning ourselves with that, Jake? Come on now. Nobody even knows her.
He hates Instagram pictures. Oof. He doesn't like that. I think it's so distracting. Oh, my God. It's a family member at a game. How dare they post that? He's crazy.
Steelers are off social media, though. It's interesting. Tony in Holbrook. Tony.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey. What are you doing?
Hey, I think everybody should just bust the Patriots that they have Mac Jones to be around for a long, long time.
Okay, Tony. Appreciate your call. Thank you. 617-779.
18 years he's going to be here.
0985.
Who said that? Wasn't Collins?
It was Aikman.
Aikman, right. Yep. 18 years.
Yep.
The oddly specific number. He predicted that Mac Jones would be the quarterback.
I think it was
Bill
15
Belichick.
To 18.
Very good, T-Bone. Yeah, but Bill Belichick, he's not going anywhere. He's got his quarterback for the next 15 to 18 years.
What? Potential wild card opponents for the Patriots. We'll get to that coming up next and more of your calls. Stick around. Burt Breer at 11.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up to date at work.
Rose. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bert Breer coming up at 11 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Now, I think we've all sort of settled in and accepted that it's going to be a Monday night matchup with the Buffalo Bills for the playoffs. Yes or no? You settled in on that? Are you expecting that?
I thought Bengals was the most likely.
I don't believe that's true, T-Bone. I don't believe that's true.
Well, from a...
I thought the odds were higher that it was going to be the Bills.
From a picturesque standpoint, would it be better to see Bills Mafia in all its glory during the day or at night? Like, if that's what you're worried about. Or is it really that much of a ratings blockbuster to put those two teams on Monday night?
I think it's way better to have the matchup of Bills-Patriots, but that's not how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not how it works.
I'm just like, why do they want it there, you know?
Yeah. So, anyway, Bills-Patriots round three could be a case. It could also mean Patriots-Bengals. Those are the two likely or the two strong possibilities of what the matchup is, right?
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
I want Buffalo round one. I want Bengals round two. If that makes sense.
No. Which one do you want in the first game is the question.
All right. I want Buffalo.
I want...
you know Buffalo. I want Buffalo.
I want to play Cardinals in the Super Bowl.
But...
No.
It's a quarterback you haven't played against. He's young. Is he really that well coached? Their defense isn't that good. Meaning Cincinnati, but are you going to get a track meet with Cincinnati? I mean, how's your pass defense? I don't think it's great right now. Give me Buffalo.
I'm going to take Buffalo in this matchup.
It's the element of the known, not
yes,
the unknown.
And I think that's important.
Especially for your young players on your team.
I think
you've seen this team twice.
Especially since, well, you know where you went wrong against Buffalo. You know where your issues are against Buffalo. You saw that on full display, what, 10 days ago now?
Yeah.
You saw that. You know exactly where the errors are. You know exactly where you have massive shortcomings against Buffalo that you must fix and must find a way to figure it out.
Yeah, just let Miles Bryant hang himself out to dry? I mean, you're going to let that happen again?
Can't do it.
No. You're going to adjust now.
Can't do it. Can't give up the, you know, I know that Buffalo's on a running team, but...
Well, and again, that's a credit to Daboll, too. Daboll finding that spot where, okay, Miles Bryant's a weak spot. We're going to throw like crazy at him. That's on Daboll. Everybody's, oh, good job by Josh Allen finding it. Daboll designs that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Patriots didn't adjust. They did nothing to change anything. But this time around, it would be a different game plan.
Yeah.
And you expect the full, rushing attack of the Patriots to do again what they did in Buffalo the first time.
Yeah, all three backs.
With throwing the football mixed in a little more.
Be nice.
I know Diggs is a problem. I just, I think Ja'Marr Chase is really good and he's a bigger problem. That's what I think.
I think it would be more vertical, more downfield with Cincinnati, and I don't want to get into the long stuff. I'd rather have Buffalo try and pick their way down the field and then screw it up, have Josh Allen screw it up inside the red zone.
I would say, though, the Patriots against young quarterbacks, I mean, an impressive history. Mm-hmm. And Burrow is a second-year guy, but he's still young.
That's the only thing that holds me back, yeah.
That's the one thing I keep going back to, like, oh, man, it's Cincinnati, and it's the crying head coach, and it's our young quarterback.
He's already cried. You're right. They're just happy to be there, man.
I'd like to see it be Buffalo. That's what
I want Buffalo.
That's what I want.
Hey, you're going to have to play him anyway. Let's get it. Let's get it over with.
What about Zoe versus Lapham?
Ooh. I'd kill him.
Henry McKenna on USA Today Patriots Wire ranked potential playoff opponents from easiest to hardest for the Patriots. He has the hardest opponent being the Kansas City Chiefs. The second hardest opponent is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, Tennessee.
And he writes, this might be a bit reactionary with the Bengals nabbing a win over the Chiefs in Week 17. Cincinnati's defense is middle of the road, which should allow points to a Patriots offense. The Bengals are also a very young team with Joe Burrow. T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase, all in their first 3 years in the NFL. But their offense is a superpower. As much as the Patriots might be able to slow Cincy, Burrow will probably get his points. New England would likely have a hard time keeping pace. That's why I don't want Cincy. Give me Buffalo. You got a shot against Buffalo. You do. I don't love the Cincy matchup, even with a young quarterback. That young quarterback thing still keeps coming back around.
I think Tennessee would be a tougher matchup than Cincinnati.
Well, he's got Tennessee number three.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a toss-up. He's got the Bills as four, the Colts as five, the Ravens as sixth, but we know which way that's going. Raiders seventh and Chargers eighth.
I think Ravens are too high. Yeah, Chargers in Pittsburgh down at the bottom. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Like, give or take one or two, you know?
He's got Buffalo as the fourth toughest opponent. Now, if it were Buffalo or Indy, and that's not really the setup, but if it were Buffalo or Indy, two teams the Patriots lost to, which one's a team you'd rather play in, out of the two? And I still would pick Buffalo there.
I would take Indy.
You would?
Yeah. I would take Indy.
Because of the quarterback?
Yep.
Because of Wentz.
Wentz.
You don't
Period.
Trust Wentz.
That's it. Period.
You said, too, you don't see Mac making those same mistakes right. The second time around.
We're not going to throw a red zone pick to start the game. We're going to start fast. We're going to run the ball. We're going to get better. We're going to block better. But you know what? When we call running play, we're going to run it. We're going to block the effing running play and not have half the line block and pass. They had their heads up their ass that game in the first half.
I'll tell you what. Let's ask Burt Breer what he thinks is the best matchup for the Patriots in the playoffs. Can they beat any team in the field? Where does he see this team going? We'll get to all of that coming up right after these headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zilak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zilak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tires studio at 98.5, the Sports Hub. Burt Breer from the MMQB joining us through Zoom today. Hi, Burt. How we doing?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up, Burt?
What's happening, Zoe?
Can't call it.
Can't what?
Can't call it. Hey, man, I can't what? Call it. I can't call it. Like, hey, it's a saying.
It's a Western
what's
Pennsylvania
happening?
Thing.
Yeah, I can't call it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell that means.
Jesus, how you doing? Fair to Midland. I can't call it. It's all the same.
What okay. up? What up?
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Hardy, did you enjoy the game on Friday night?
I really enjoyed that game on Friday night.
What game?
It was fun watch.
It's the Michigan game.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Bert and I talked about that off the air quite a bit. Look, we're not going to get into it now. It's 5 days later, but yes, I did, Bert. We'll talk.
Okay.
You and I will talk privately.
Well, Bert can't all let right, it great. Go. So, you know, he keeps bringing it up.
No, it's fine.
Just bring it up.
No. We're good. We'll move on.
Ohio right. State looks so good against Utah.
They won.
Yeah. That was a nice run by the quarterback, about 65 yards. They let him run. Jesus, Bert.
Yeah, I know. The defense needs some fixing. It's coming, though. New defensive coordinator started the day after the game, so that's good.
There you go.
All right, Bert, who is the most difficult matchup for the Patriots in the playoffs? Can they beat anyone in the field? That's something we've been talking about the last couple of days. There's this idea that they could get beat or beat anyone out there in the AFC.
Well, because like every team's got flaws, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if you look at the four division champions, because they're going to play one of them in the first round, you know, like I think the Bengals are probably the one that you would want of the four. Just because, you know, Tennessee's got great experience in the playoffs. They were in the championship game 2 years ago, and they're going to have Derrick Henry coming back. Mm-hmm. And I think Vrabel's done a phenomenal job there. And, you know, clearly there's going to be no fear playing against the Patriots for that right. team. The Chiefs, obviously, are the defending, you know, two-time conference champions, and I think they've got the highest ceiling of anybody, you know. And then Who am I missing?
Colts.
Oh,
you're talking about division champs.
Division champions.
That's it.
The Bills. I think the Bills like handled you pretty. Like I think that was like a three or a four touchdown win if Buffalo has everything tight in that game a couple weeks ago. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to look at it and say, like, well, those Bengals players, a lot of them haven't been in the playoffs before, and who knows how they're going to react. But I still think, like, Joe Burrow, I think, has changed a lot of things there. And I don't know, you know, what you think so, but, you know, I look at, like, different young quarterbacks across the league and Josh Allen and Justin Herbert and, you know, I think Patrick Mahomes sort of moving out of that category now because he's off of his rookie contract. Like, I don't know how many young quarterbacks I would take over Joe Burrow right now, just based on the way he's changed that place. And I think the swagger that team plays with now.
And it's from the pocket. Like, he's not a run around. I'm going to, you know, extend plays and.
No, he's winning games from the pocket. Winning games from the
pocket. And that's what's impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just think he's. I think he's totally changed that place, you know? And so, like, I think, you know, the interesting thing about it is you look at those four division champions, right? Buffalo, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and Tennessee, and they all have holes, but I think they all, like, have, like, a decent ceiling, too. Like, I think when those teams are at their best, they can all be really good. So it's a real cop-out for me to put it this way, right? Yeah. But I think it sort of depends on what version of those teams you're getting, because we've seen highs and lows from all of them.
But here's what's interesting. So you say that, like, maybe you would want Cincinnati over Buffalo round one. And maybe Bill would feel that way. Say Bill does feel that way inside. But you got to play at 425 the same time the Bills do. Now, if the Bills are rolling, you're keeping one eye on the scoreboard. You call off the dogs at all to better your seating, to make sure you get
Could you wind Cincinnati? Up with Kansas City then, though? I don't know.
That's right. Who has the bye?
Like, well, Kansas City, because Kansas, well, no, you'll know with Kansas City because they play on Saturday. So then if they went on Saturday, but then could you fall to 7 if you lose the game? That's what I haven't looked at.
Okay. Mm. That's what we need to find out.
Like, could you fall? Like, I don't know. Like, if you lose the game, if you could fall to 7.
Because Bill put Castle in to throw the ball in the stands on a 2-point conversion to make sure you got Jacksonville here, 12-4 Jacksonville
team. Instead of Pittsburgh, right? And Pittsburgh wound up winning the Super Bowl that year. No, I remember that. Yeah. And he got Saban his 9th win that year. I do remember that. Yeah.
So, yeah, there is a chance there's losing in play on purpose in the second half.
To get the team you
keeping
want.
Keeping an eye on the Buffalo game. You know, if Buffalo's got things wrapped up in their game, the division is no longer in play.
Right. So obviously you don't want to, I mean, you don't want to wind up at Arrowhead, right? Like, we can all agree on
nobody
that.
Nobody wants to go there.
Nobody wants to go there.
But,
no.
Right. But, like, if it could mean Cincinnati over Buffalo, maybe. It's an interesting question.
I don't want it. I'd rather they go to Buffalo. And that's what we were discussing. Who would you rather they face? What's their best shot in the first round? Is it Cincy or Buffalo?
So, like, I think probably Cincinnati because of the lack of playoff experience.
Yep.
The one thing that gives me pause about it, I think Cincinnati's more well-rounded offensively than Buffalo is. Like, and I think Mixing. If you look yep. at – yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I think the teams that give Bill trouble are the ones where when you take one thing away, like, they can, you know, they can throw a punch at you left-handed. And that's, I mean, look, Ja'Marr Chase has been fantastic. Already a top 10 receiver in the league, probably the offensive rookie of the year, everything else, right? But if you take Ja'Marr Chase away, which I would assume would be job number one for the Patriots if it was Cincinnati, well, you still have T. Higgins, you still have Tyler Boyd, and you still have Joe Mixon in the running game. And so at least on paper, you look at it, again, take the experience thing out of it. And Buffalo, like, if you, like, you look at the two offenses, Buffalo is not nearly as well-rounded as Cincinnati is. And so I think that would be the one thing where you look at it, you say maybe Cincinnati's built. If they can maintain that level of performance and they don't puke on their shoes, like with a lot of those guys in their first playoff game, you know, then you could look at it and say Cincinnati's more well-rounded, better equipped to play against the Bill Belichick defense than Buffalo is.
Yeah, and so I also think Buffalo's the sort of the devil you know?
Yeah.
And so that to me is intriguing in the fact that it's the third time they're going to face him this year. I know the first time wasn't under ideal circumstances, but I think that benefits the Patriots in that. I don't want to deal with the talent of Cincinnati. I know the experience thing is certainly a factor, and I know that Bill has been so good against young quarterbacks, but if you're looking for the Patriots to get at least a win, I think their best chance out of those two comes against Buffalo. And that's not to say they will win. I just like their chances more.
Here's the other thing, and maybe this is like taking it too far, but like if you look at like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and what they've already accomplished, it's sort of interesting because I believe they've run the table in that division, right? I think that's the case. So they swept Pittsburgh, right? They swept Baltimore, and they didn't just sweep Baltimore. I mean, they blew them out of the building twice. And that, like, for a lot of people, you know, in that in Cincinnati, like, that is like playing against the Ravens. That's like, that's a dragon for them. That's like slaying a dragon, beating them that way and doing it twice. And then you look at like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase's history, and it, when they were at LSU.
No, they have a loss. They have a loss to the Browns. Cincinnati.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But my point is they swept the Ravens, they swept the Steelers, right? Mm-hmm. And then like you look at the history from LSU, and they went into Alabama and beat Saban. And then in the championship game, Joe Burrow beat Trevor Lawrence. And so like I just think that they've got like that those two guys at least, like there's a lot of like history of those guys playing really well in big games. So maybe that mitigates the lack of experience thing a little bit.
Every division leader in the AFC is 4-1 within their division.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm. All four.
Okay.
Bills, Bengals, Titans, Chiefs, all 4-1.
That's right. And the Bengals got blown out by Cleveland too, didn't they?
I can double check that for you.
They got beat by 20 or 30 points by Cleveland. Ooh, that's right.
It's the NFL. Things happen. They did. They got beat by 41-16 the final. They also have a loss to the Jets in there, which is never a good
loss. The Jets' wins are bizarre. The Jets also beat the Titans.
Yeah.
Should have beat the Bucs.
If you look at the Jets' wins, and the Jets went to the mat with the Buccaneers last weekend too. Now, that was under extenuating circumstances, I think we can all agree. But like the Jets have actually played like a few. I mean, maybe that gives the Jets a chance against Buffalo on Sunday because they've actually played well against some really good teams.
Well, here's what I would say. Their most impressive win of the year is the win we just saw on Sunday. The Bengals' best win is the one that they just had.
Yeah.
And because you look at the rest of their schedule, yes, they did well in their division, but man, did they have some weird losses too?
And you know what's so impressive?
Including one against the Bears. They lost to the Bears. As I mentioned, they lost to the Jets. They have the loss to the Browns. They lost to the Chargers and the 49ers, both at home. Weird.
Right. Those are good teams though. And those were, the Niners game was an overtime, right? So.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at their wins and. Mm-hmm. Here are the wins. Vikings, Jaguars, Lions, the Ravens twice, Raiders, Steelers, obviously, Broncos, and then the Chiefs. Which one's the most impressive? It's got to be the Chiefs.
And you know what was so impressive? What was impressive about that one, too, is that they fell behind almost right away 14-0 in that game. And then the Chiefs sort of kept them at arm's length, I think, the rest of the half, right? Like, because it got to 21-7, then it got to 28-14. And like to fall behind against that team, which had won 8 in a row coming in, to fall behind against that team by 2 touchdowns, battle back, fall behind by 2 touchdowns again, battle back, fall behind by 2 touchdowns again, and kind of keep swinging. I think to me, that's really impressive. Even though it was at home and it wasn't at Arrowhead, like being able to do that against that Chiefs team is impressive.
We could have a Monday night Patriots matchup in the playoffs. We'll talk to Bert about that possibility and more of your calls coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We'll take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number 2, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studio. at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bert Breer from the MMQB joining us through Zoom today. Hi, Bert. How we doing?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up, Bert?
What's happening, Zoe?
Ah, can't call it.
Can't what?
Can't call it. Hey, man, I can't.
What?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.